Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, you and I are ex-Catholic kids.
That's right.
This is like a sacrament. You know what it's like the day my Cameron Hughes wine shipment arrives at my door and all the neighbors gather and all the woodland creatures. What about when Cameron Hughes the man is here? You're just as handsome as you are in the vineyard with
Thank
your
you.
Two Labrador retrievers.
You're too kind.
Sipping a
too
glass
kind.
Of wine. Can you explain what you do, Cameron? Because I sure. had no idea any such thing existed. There is a reason you are the number one online brand. Explain why.
Well, so it's probably, most likely, a combination of value, choice. It was kind of like your corner wine shop where everything is half off all the time. And that's basically
yes.
what we do. So
yes.
We are a negociant company. What does that mean? Kind of means wine trader.
Right.
And so I grew up in the wine business.
Yeah.
And learned a lot. Decided to start my own company after learning about the negociant business working for a French wine importer.
Okay.
And what I understood was you can get wine in a bottle under your own name without actually owning the vineyard. You can buy wine in bulk from a variety of wineries in France. And it's like, why can't we do that here in California? And
okay.
that's what we did.
Can I just say why? Your website just says it all. When you first your landing page, it says exceptional wine, extraordinary value, premium wines, half price. That's the simplest, greatest explanation.
Right to the
because
point.
Because people are like, I don't get what is it? And you know, and that's what I was trying to explain.
Sure.
I'm like, no, it's not a vineyard. But he goes to boutique wineries all over the world, right, and tastes, and then that's how you're able to cut out the middleman.
Yep.
Because I know my wine. I'm a kind of a high-end wino like you. Like, I'm literally, that's the only thing that saves me is I won't drink crap. So, but I mean, I taste what you're, right? I've told you,
oh,
Travis.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a $40 Chardonnay. Like, I know my Chardonnays. That's a $30, $40. And it's,
right.
these prices are insane.
Wine does not cost a lot to make. It
right.
costs a lot to sell.
Right.
It's a very, very complex business. There's lots of layers of people and state regulations. Every state is like its own country when it comes to distributing wine, right?
Right.
So it's got to touch a lot of hands on its way. When you sell it direct online, you know, we can chop anywhere 40 to 80% off what you pay
That's
for.
Insane.
Yeah, the more expensive the bottle of wine, the more money I can save you.
I know this is going to seem like an infomercial. Why would you buy wine any other way, Travis? I'm serious.
It comes right to
and
your
I've
house.
Said
that's
this.
All I'm, that's
if
what
you
I'm
weren't
about.
A sponsor tomorrow, I would still buy my wine this way.
And we guarantee
forever.
Everything we do. You don't like
yeah.
it, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Go to chwine.com/Stephanie or text my name, Stephanie, to 511-511. Get free shipping with your minimum 3-bottle order. Text Stephanie to 511-511 or go right to chwine.com/Stephanie. Let's do this.
Hello.
Hello. It's not Morpheus. It's not Morpheus. It's the sheriff from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Lawrence Fishburne is here. What? Happy hour.
It's Perry White from Superman.
That's why I wore my Superman
uh-huh.
shirt, just because I'm a geek. Here's what I love about you is you are Morpheus, and just turn to the camera, you cut yourself shaving, which is, fantastic, which is fantastic. Which is fantastic. Like, you can levitate and do all kinds of shit, and you're like, ow!
Maybe you get him Harry's razor.
We do. We have to get him a Harry's razor. Come on. This is fantastic. Okay, so you're a political nerd like us before we get to all your...
A little bit, yeah. I'm a
yeah.
little bit of a political nerd.
Just as we're taping this, we're like, oh, Michael Cohen's talking. He's fucking talking Russia. Oh, this is
Cohen.
Great. Because
Michael Cohen was hoeing you.
Right? We were just saying.
I think we got a podcast title.
Michael Cohen was hoeing.
What, yo?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, now he's talking.
Because we were saying our daily life, Lawrence, is what did that orange motherfucker do now? That's why we have our phones, so we can see what the orange motherfucker's doing now.
Okay. Well, it ain't good. I can tell you whatever it is.
Okay, his new name, of course, is President Porcini Penis because... Mm-hmm.
Yes, because of Stormy.
Because a penis was like...
Because of Stormy's description?
Yeah, or Portobello Penis.
Mm-hmm. No, not Portobello. Those things are big.
Yeah, that's true.
She said it was small.
She said it was...
below average.
Wee.
Oh, God. Please let there not be dick pics. Because remember when he sent the picture of Obama's inauguration and pretended it was his? Please don't... Please don't let him pretend, because orange is not the new black. Am I right, Lawrence? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely
like,
not.
His... Obama's is like 2 miles longer.
And Stephanie!
What? I can't.
Inauguration crowds.
It's too early in the podcast for you to be talking about a Lawrence. Presidential penis.
Well, I didn't bring it up, so to speak, and neither did he, according to Stormy Daniels, very much.
So what's up, babe? What do you want to talk about?
Try not to focus on the fact that Lawrence fucking Fishburne's here, because I'm going to lose my shit. Because, all right, so I
You're
got
super
to meet
badass.
You.
I got to meet you at Martin Sheen's birthday party.
Right.
You had on that super badass t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I said, I got to have one.
Oh, well, we got to get you one. John Fugel's saying. I'm going to get one from him this weekend. I'm working Sydney Harmon Hall, where you got your big award that made you cry like a girl.
Yeah.
From this... Congressional Black Caucus,
yeah.
Sydney Harmon Hall, I'm going to tell John I need a Morpheus-sized t-shirt.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back for you. I swear to God.
I need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's a moment when you're talking to Jane Fonda and Lawrence Fishburne walks in. Even Jane Fonda was like, hi, I'm Jane Fonda. I'm like, I think he knows.
Boy,
but I just
how
love
hot,
that. I just
how
love
hot
that
is Jane?
Fucking hot. How, but I just love that you
say,
were intimidated. She was intimidated by you. I was intimidated by everything.
She could get it.
Damn.
She could get it.
Yeah, we'd both tap that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Sexy Jane.
It's fantastic.
Ever,
yeah,
ever,
that was
yes.
a part. And I didn't even, like, because it just didn't, I was too, Lawrence, I don't leave my basement. So I was, like, literally, like, oh, fuck. Mm. Morpheus is, oh, God.
Barbarella.
And, right, it's shaking hands with Barbarella right in front of me. And then I tried to leave. I'm like, oh, Al Pacino's in the fucking kitchen. Oh, shit. This is not my normal.
Unfair.
But no, I totally escaped me about Apocalypse Now, of course, is the first. You were 14.
I was 14.
When you were cast.
Worked with Martin. Spent 2 years in the Philippines with Martin and Janet
right.
and
right.
Emilio and Charlie and.
Well, you've worked in with Charlie, with Emilio. You, mm-hmm. Well, you've been in everything.
I mean, we like, you know, we grew up together.
Yeah. I know. No, I know. And I didn't know that. I was like, oh, my God, you were 14 when you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was at Charlie Sheen's house, y'all, just to.
Just to recap.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how I got involved in all this. But yeah, that was,
Charlie
I told you, my
doing,
most hilarious
he's doing
moment.
Really well.
He's doing very
you know,
well.
Charlie
he did the podcast a few weeks ago.
Really doing well.
Yeah.
Got himself together. And
totally winning.
Totally winning.
We made all the jokes to him. We did.
Yeah.
Totally
I
fucking
bet.
Tiger blood for sure, man. Because
right.
he's... I mean, you... Wait. Oh, no. You saved...
I saved Emilio's life.
You saved Emilio's life, but Charlie had someone save him from falling out of a helicopter.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
On the same... Was it Apocalypse Now?
No, it was...
Platoon.
No.
Platoon, probably.
Platoon.
Yeah. Platoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
All these, you know, friggin' guy war movies.
Good ones, though.
Whichever. No, they are. Of course.
Really
not the good ones. Ones, the best ones, Lawrence.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, no, my favorite moment is because that's my everyday life,
mm-hmm.
is I'm sitting between Lawrence Fishburne and Jane Fonda, and Jane was like, oh, I haven't seen Blackish yet. And you're like, oh, I haven't watched Grace and Frankie yet. I'm like, this is why I love this fucking party. Like, split screen to Lawrence.
Yeah, but I did
Fishburne
see her
Fishburne watching Grace and Frankie and then Jane watching Blackish.
But I did see her do the Goldberg Variations
the
here
worst.
In Los Angeles
oh.
a couple of years ago
yeah.
where she did the whole topless thing.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Lawrence, you're kind of a dog about Jane Fonda in particular.
Well, you know, I did this play years and years ago.
You both are
She's
single
80.
Right now, right?
She's yeah. 80, by the way.
Called,
and you and I are the same age.
Yeah.
You are 2 months older than I am exactly.
That's so cool.
You're my adult supervision.
All right.
Don't fuck this up.
But
let's not have a Me Too moment with Jane Fonda, both of us.
No, let's
not.
But see, here's the thing. Jane would appreciate it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
she totally would
appreciate
it.
That's what the other surreal moment. I was like, you know, Lily's Tom was my friend, and I said, you know, she's going to bring it a happy hour. And she's like, oh, well, I like to do the show before the midterms, and I like to do the morning show. Here's my number. Now, you won't forget to call me, will you? And I was like, hey, no, there's virtually no chance of that. And then I called her, and which you said, Sean, that was a good joke. You were like, I think I lost like 10 pounds sweating before I called her. And you're like, that's
the Jane Fonda workout now.
Right.
There you go.
Because I was like, oh, God. Like, Jane Fonda, like, she probably didn't really fucking mean it. Anyway, and
totally
I said, so I made some joke like that. And she goes, oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, we're off to the races.
She showed up here 15 minutes early and asked if she could feel my arms.
What?
Yeah.
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 Okay, see, she could get it.
Hashtag me too.
Martin drove himself here from Malibu and said, oh, am I late? And then at the end he goes, can we watch Rachel Maddow together? I don't know what's happening with my life, Lawrence. It's so pathetic and yet so weird.
You must be good at what you
do. No, I'm not going to say that. But my point is, Martin Sheen, as you know, is the nicest man in the world. Yes. Like, in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the thing I have found in common about all of you guys that are so at the top of your craft, is you are the most professional, the nicest.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, that it is a... I was saying that about Martin. Remember I said it's like it doesn't matter if he's on Francis Ford Coppola's set or in my basement. He is on time. He's professional. He's kind. My friend that worked on West Wing said he set the tone for that
totally.
Set. You teach everybody you treat everyone exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Kid that brings you coffee, the runner...
Everybody.
Or Aaron Sorkin, or who, right?
Yeah.
And it just, it feels like all of you, there's these ripples of people that work with Martin Sheen that are
the same. I got a great story about that.
Oh, yeah, please.
So when we were shooting Apocalypse Now, there was this speech that I had that was about a guy who used to get a Playboy magazine delivered to him every month, and about how he cherished this magazine. And my character's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's a highly sexual kind of speech. It's supposed to be really funny.
Any speech you give is a highly sexual speech to me. We'll talk about
but
that.
But I was 14, and I had no sexual experience at this point. So I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. And I was trying to, you know, do this speech about this guy and his Playboy mag, and I was just really bad. I was just really terrible.
Yeah,
and Francis made me do it like, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 times. And he couldn't get me where he needed me to get to, and I couldn't understand it because it was
over your head.
It's over my head. And so we finished for the day, and we were about to wrap and go away. And Marty came up to me, came up behind me. I didn't see him. He just snuck up behind
me. Yeah, he's like a ninja.
And he whispered in my ear, he said, did anybody ever tell you that you were a really good actor?
Oh.
And I said, no. And he said, well, you are.
Aww.
And I never forgot it. It really...
gave you the confidence.
It was exactly what I needed at exactly that moment to not ruin my confidence for the rest of my life. And how he knew to do that, I don't know. But it's one of those...
Turning point. 14 years old. Turning point
14,
in your life.
15 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he totally...
Yeah.
You know, helped me to have confidence in myself so that I could continue. And that's just, you know, that's just his character. That's just the kind of loving individual that he is.
Yeah. Anyway, that whole night was just surreal. You were wearing this fantastic, I don't know, red pajamas, which only Lawrence Fishburne can get away with. Like some sort of...
my Moshood suit. Like, this is a Moshood.
Right. You were sort of in a circle at one point with, you know, Charlie Sheen and Emilio.
Yeah.
And...
Bradley Whitford
and Richard Schiff.
And
I was like, I feel like it's like some sort of like Tai Chi smoking circle. Like it was some kind of weird, like I'm like, Lawrence Fishburne is teaching Tai Chi while smoking.
Smoking Tai Chi.
It's something, I bet that would be a big hit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where do we start with all this? So you obviously, you know, it's so funny because everyone at that party, too, it's not just these amazing actors, but you've been a philanthropist, political activist, mm-hmm. like Martin, like all the people there, like so.
Right.
And how do you personally survive this bullshit, this horrible, racist, misogynist, awful person
right.
that has stolen the presidency?
Right,
like, how do
right.
you?
How do we do that?
Yeah.
How do
yeah.
we do that?
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to do it. We're all going to have to do it because we can't, like, just scuttle the ship. We got to just remember all of the sacrifices and all the hard work that people have, you know, done to get us to the place where we had that most, you know, elegant and educated and erudite gentleman who was in the White House, you know, for 8 years before Mr. Trump.
Did he have to come back and speak? And we're all like,
we have to remember.
I'm always that little. I'm always that little African American girl. Remember that?
Right.
No. It's okay. We got to vote for another president.
I'm not ready for a new one.
Oh. Right. You, I mean, we could do that.
Oh,
we
do it every morning. I do that every day. Okay. I do that every day.
Okay. And there's need. You know, there's. We need to do some of that, but we also need to remember the work. You know, what's this cat's name from Texas?
Beto.
Beto O'Rourke, young Bobby Kennedy, man.
I watched Beto's speech, his answer to the taking a knee. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Watch that today.
I have watched it. How about Nike?
To remember
how about
that?
Nike
how about
being
Nike?
Up?
Yeah.
How about Nike being up like, ha ha, ha ha, President Porcini Pecker.
Yeah, I mean, we have to remember people have done work. People continue to do work.
Yeah.
And I was also watching somebody on television yesterday who said we have to remember that things have been worse.
Really?
Civil War.
We're the same age, so you can't put this over on me, Lawrence.
Civil War?
Yeah. Okay.
Was worse than this. you know, Depression, Great Depression.
Yeah.
Worse than this.
But we never had a wholly illegitimately elected president that was installed by a hostile foreign power. Let's just start with that.
Maybe we haven't. Maybe we haven't. But again, we have had presidents. There have been periods in the history of the United States where the presidency, the office of the presidency, wasn't regarded in the way that we regard it now, where it was the president wasn't the most powerful man in the country.
Yeah.
And certainly the president isn't the most powerful man in the country now.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he's a big pussy.
He
has to grab himself. He's
been,
such a pussy.
You know, he's been installed there, and however he's been installed there, and he's certainly in Putin's pocket.
He's a portobello penis, Putin puppet.
Not portobello. Those are too big.
So what she said is it was Porcini. Freakishly large.
Porcini.
Okay. All right. Lawrence, it's not like you haven't survived racism. Obviously, you get mistaken for Samuel Jackson everywhere you go. Can I just say, I'm a politically correct little liberal white girl.
Mm.
You look nothing alike.
No, we don't.
Motherfucker.
But as you know, we all look alike.
How many times would you count someone has said to you, you said this in an interview, I loved you in Pulp Fiction, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, I've probably only had that about 5 or 6 times. It's not that many times.
That's not that bad.
What I get is, hey, Sam. And you know what? Lately, that hasn't happened. Like, since Blackish, that hasn't happened because I've, like, gracefully gone into the grandpa chair. You know what I mean?
Why do you always, you've been asked this, why do you play older? Because you're my age, and you play Cuba Gooding's dad when you were 9 years older.
I was 9 years older.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, I'm playing Anthony's dad. I'm 9 years older than him. Yeah. Why do I play older? I had a friend who said, Fishburne, I bet you was an old man when you was 18. I don't know. That's just, you know, it's my gift.
I think you're smoking hot.
Thank you, baby.
What is it, Jamie? Jamie thinks so, too.
She thinks Cohen just said something to Mueller.
Jamie, what's happening? What's going on?
Cohen said something to Mueller.
What's happened with Trump-Russia?
There's breaking news upstairs.
Exactly.
But so, I mean, obviously that's kind of a running joke, but a lot of black actors have had that experience where they've been routinely mistaken.
Yeah, but it's
for
like,
other...
it's like the old days. You know, like in the old days, people used to confuse Dustin Hoffman and Al Pacino. So people
that's
confused...
That's also weird.
People
All right.
confused
Do
me
people go,
Sam.
Don't get hit by the cars while you're sitting in that chair in the freeway. Right?
That's... It's a good problem to have. I mean, you know, could be a lot worse.
Yes, because Travis, mistakenly, for whatever reason, I blurted out Larry Fishburne. I was like, oh, I can't call him Larry. Like, I feel like at some point it's going to be like, where's my masterpiece theater? Like, Sir Lawrence Fishburne. You're obviously going to be kinged or something.
something. Larry.
Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence.
Yeah, I was Larry for a long time. And no, I mean, yeah. like, grew
well,
up.
Not to me. I mean, shit.
I grew up, and I was like, yeah, I think Lawrence is better. You know, well, it helped me transition out of being a child actor, because I was a child actor.
I know. I know.
So, and it was also my great friend and mentor, the late Roscoe Lee Brown, who no matter who you were, he would only call you what your parents called you.
Right,
so if your name was James and your friends called you Jimmy, he would always say, oh, hello, James.
Hello. Can I have my masterpiece? Let's do the James Lipton part of the...
Is there
James Lawrence?
Lipton? Yes.
You've been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor for What's Love Got to Do with It? With your stunning turn as Ike Turner.
Mm.
Of course, Morpheus in the Matrix trilogy. Jason Furious Styles in Boys in the Hood. Mr. Clean Miller in the Apocalypse Now. Mm. A Tony Award for two... Tony Award.
Two Trains Running.
Two Red Trains Running. An Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series. Tribeca.
We can get you an EGOT if we work on it.
You know, I got to make a record, though.
Could you know, get a Tony
can
for
I
the
just
podcast?
Say, my personal favorite, it's hard to pick.
Okay.
You were so fucking good as Ike Turner, I wanted to hit you. Like,
right
I,
on.
I cheered louder than anybody in the theater when Angela Bassett socked you in the back of the limo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that following that, you said it took years for black women to stop giving you the evil eye. Why just black women? I would have slapped you if I'd seen you.
Right. I got a great story about that.
You have a great story about everything. So we're going to need more Cameron Hughes wine. All right, go ahead.
I was in a gym somewhere, and this blonde came up to me and said, I have a fish tank in my house.
Weird.
She's referring to the scene
right.
with the rape.
Fish tank.
And I went, oh, no, honey, it was a rape. It was a rape.
Not sexy, honey. Not sexy. Okay. Listen to that laugh. Sort of like the last thing you hear before the white van door closes.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you were a fucking motherfucker in that film, but goddamn, you were good. And so
Thank
was
you.
She. And you talk about...
She was awesome.
You've worked with her four times, and you said there's an electricity with her. You
yeah.
just... You see it. It's like crackles.
No, there's this
you
thing.
Said with no one you've ever had that before.
No,
right?
I don't... I haven't had it... Not like that. I mean, I think I have yeah. a... I think Keanu and I had a really interesting kind of chemistry
yes,
as well.
Yes.
But
I would love Angie, a take for you, too, by the way. But okay.
Angie and I definitely have a... We're definitely, like, married.
Something you can't bottle, right?
No.
Between actors, between people. Mm-mm. Like, chemistry is chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the nerd in me wants to see you get together with her now in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, gosh. Wouldn't it be great?
I mean, she's a queen and you're a giant.
Oh,
that's
my
true.
God.
That's true. You know they offered her Storm, right?
Okay, that would be amazing.
Years ago?
That
like
would
when
be
they first started, they went to her with Storm. I don't think that she knew what it was, though. So I think she may have turned it down. Right?
That would have
I
been
feel
bad
like that's
ass.
The nerdiest thing you've ever said, even though like that's like a high bar.
For me, it is.
She's a queen and you're a what?
Giant.
Okay.
Goliath.
He's Goliath.
No, I get it.
My God.
You get their movies, right?
I do.
Okay.
I've seen all of them.
They're
so
different
good.
People. Okay.
Infinity War was so good.
Are we going to see you in Infinity War Part 2?
I wouldn't be at liberty to discuss that even if...
Yeah.
Even if you were there.
If I was in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
that's a totally legit answer because there's people
you have
online.
You to send Neo to kill us.
No, people are speculating that you're going to be the person who gets Ant-Man out of the quantum zone.
Oh!
That's what they're speculating. That's true.
He's not saying a word. I'm not.
I can't. I just feel lucky that I got to be. I'm one of a handful of actors who's been in both the Marvel Universe and the DC Universe.
I know.
Tom Hardy is the
Yes.
one.
Yeah.
Because Tom Hardy was Bane in one of the Batman movies, and now he's going to be Venom.
Are you a closet nerd?
Dude, I'm not in the closet about anything.
No,
I love this
no.
shit.
I did not.
Look at him. He's just...
Come on, look.
He's like, you can look like that and be the biggest nerd in the world. Look at him. Like,
I dress like my
Wait, are you only
superhero.
6 feet tall, did I read?
I'm
you
only
seem,
6 feet tall.
You know what it is? Pardon me, my masterpiece. It is your gravitas, sir.
Yeah.
Sir Lawrence, it is your gravitas and your
I have size.
Presence on
I have,
the screen.
I have been told I have size.
But in all ways, like you talk about that, that you say it's funny. A lot of people think I take myself seriously.
They do.
Because I come off so serious. You say I played a lot of bad guys because that's the only work I could get. People saw my face and went, ooh. Women hold their purses a little tighter.
A little tighter.
But, you know, I found that, I don't know why, just in the limited experience I've had, the people who play bad people are the nicest people in the world. Right? You're just like, oh my God, you're nothing. Like, what?
It's weird. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Do you have, by the way, when is this happening? Are you playing, playing Nelson Mandela? You're the first black Othello? For fuck's sakes, Lawrence Fishburne.
I did Mandela in 2016. BET did like a
Madiba. Right, on BET.
Yeah. So that was amazing. That was life-changing.
I love that how measured you were. They asked you what could Trump learn from Mandela?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, everything. If there was anything President Trump could learn from someone like a Madiba, it would be the art of statesmanship. Yeah, I'm sure he's working on that.
Statecraft.
A little bit.
Yep. God. Again. But, you know, there were times in our history where the president wasn't really a great statesman so much as he was sort of a great fool or a great buffoon or a great whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But this guy's a huckster and a snake oil salesman.
And you could argue that, President Bush was the same thing.
You
could argue it.
Isn't it weird funeral, you're like, oh, I'm really looking forward to George W. Bush's speech.
Uh-huh. Oh, but how about McCain's fuck you from the grave?
Right?
Oh, how about that?
Fuck you. That's like Kerry. Like,
God. From the grave.
Right.
Like, fuck you from the grave. Fuck you. I love that shit. That was bold.
Backup title for the podcast.
We got a second title now. So, all right, you were born in Augusta, Georgia, but you moved with your mom.
I moved to Brooklyn when I was five.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? 718 in the house. What's up?
Yep,
what's out with my 718 dogs?
That's right. That's right.
Did I just say that in front of Lawrence Fishburne? I did.
Yeah, you did.
It's in the house.
Oh, fuck it. Okay. So, Black-ish, of course, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
It's hard to pick a favorite, right? Anything. I mean, you're crazy. You're lousy with Emmys, Tonys, Oscars.
Yeah, I know. It's
hard. You're also executive producer of the show. Mm-hmm. They've done a lot of stuff, right, about racism,
We did one about the N-word. We did one about, what do you tell your children when it comes to dealing with black people being shot by the police. We did one about slavery, which was called Juneteenth. We did one about the youngest girl having her period, which is something that I'd never seen on network television.
Right.
We did one about, why some men of a certain age don't like to go to the doctor. We did one about postpartum depression.
Because you don't want to know that your prostate's the size of an old Buick.
Exactly. But
who does want to know that? We've done
what's been so great is our writing staff has really tried to tackle stuff that's really human, some stuff that's specific to being African American, but always in a kind of universal way. And, to be able to do that on network television and to do it with good humor, at this point in history is pretty cool. I mean, it's like,
because
look, the stuff we've been talking about on Black-ish, the stuff we talk about on Black-ish is the stuff that black folks have been talking about for at least 100 years.
Yeah. But I was reading that like a quarter of Black-ish viewers are black. It's not just even though you've dealt with the presidential election and police brutality. I mean, that is interesting, is that I hope we get back to that Obama era of, we are the ones we're waiting for.
And right, that we are the ones we're waiting
because
for.
Because you feel like...
And that's how we get through this. That's how we deal with this idiot. That's how we get through this idiot, is that we remember that we are the ones that we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And to stop waiting.
It's us.
We're here.
It's us.
It's now. It's not in the future. The future is now.
But that's like, look at who's running for office this year. You see,
you see
we are here.
I got to meet him for the first time a few months. months ago or weeks ago. I can't remember. But he was speaking, and he just basically his speech was, "What did I tell you, motherfuckers, about voting?
Right?
Don't wait for the tingle up your leg.
No.
Jesus fucking Christ, what did I tell you?
Don't wait. Because it's now.
Yeah.
It's now. And, you know, it's all these moves that he's trying to make are about turning the clock back. The reality is that that group of people knows that our country has changed. The demographics of our country have changed, and it's getting closer to what the ideal is, but they don't want to deal with the ideal. They'd rather be 1940-something.
Right, they are. They're regressives, and we're progressives. Yeah. I mean, it really is about...
And they're afraid, and of course you're afraid when you're about to lose power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're about to lose power and privilege, you lose the privilege to just run roughshod over every other group, and you get to be at the top of the food chain, and you get to behave badly, and you get to behave like however the fuck you want without any kind of consequences. You can kill black people. You can be sexually predatory towards women. Yeah. You can kill gays and lesbians and all that shit. When you get to do that shit with immunity, and now suddenly people are like, no, you don't get to do that anymore? Of course they're going to fucking freak out. Of course they're going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
And fight keep it that way.
Yeah, how about this white woman cop that kills the black guy in his own house? Right. And they fucking like leak like, oh, he had marijuana in there and he had whatever.
Who cares?
You're like, what the... I mean, and that story hasn't come out yet because that was weird. Their neighbors had heard him saying, her knocking and saying, let me in. Like, give me a fucking break.
Right.
He wouldn't follow my instructions. He was in his own
fucking house. He doesn't have to follow your instructions.
Right? It's like Professor Gates. He's in his own apartment.
Yes.
And that was the biggest scandal, is that Obama said the police acted stupidly. The police acted stupidly.
They acted stupidly.
It was a Harvard professor that was in his own home.
Right.
Like it's... Oh.
Right.
That must be, I don't know, the white police calling. But I was laughing about your joking about you, you know, it's not really racist. I mean, it is, but it's sort of... a kind that you have a sense of humor about. You've talked about when you've been standing right next to Samuel Jackson, people still call you guys by the wrong name. I mean, does that bother you, or
no,
do you guys laugh,
listen,
or
listen,
do you
what
go?
Are you gonna do? It's like, wait, I can't get upset at that,
right?
You know, that's just
right.
Whatever.
You're like, you're still like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. We're still millionaires and you're not.
Hey,
so go fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's not that funny. I mean, speaking of your sense of humor, because I did to get myself not to be the biggest geek in this interview. I was like, no, it's not Morpheus. It's not Ike Turner. It's Cowboy Curtis.
It's Cowboy Curtis.
Pee Wee Herman. It's
Woo Doggies. Woo Doggies.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Isn't this also, remember, did you see the thing where he's trying to use the phone, Trump, to call the president of Mexico? You're like, we are in Pee-wee's fucking playhouse. And the, you're no puppet, no puppet, you're the puppet. That was, I know you are, but what am I?
Yep.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
Yes.
You have four kids. How do you teach your fucking children? Like, don't be a liar, don't be a cheater, don't be a bully, don't call people names, don't be racist, don't be sexist, don't be homophobic, don't be...
Look, you do the best you can, and then, you know, life teaches you. I mean, life will teach you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, life humbles all of us, man.
Humbles all of us, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
at the end of the day, you can only teach, and some people, you know, some people ain't teachable.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to be teachable by you, that, you know, they need...
Yeah.
Everybody learns a different way.
Yeah. No, I mean, having met, you know, and gotten to know Martin and Janet, it's just to have Charlie Sheen in here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That, and I just said, we're all so rooting for you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I got some hate mail, like, oh, he did this, or he said this, or he did that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Right. He knows that, you know? He's really, he's like 8 months sober. He's really trying
to. But he's
to,
like, he owns the shit.
He's an amazingly talented actor.
He owns the shit he did, right?
Right.
I mean, Charlie's been, Charlie be the first guy to go, yeah, made some bad choices, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
If you can do that, if you can take responsibility for it, then you deserve it.
Yeah. I love his story. What did he say? He told us this. He goes, when Slash from Guns N' Roses tell you need to get your shit together.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, that's some shit, man.
That's a sign.
Yeah. That's like Keith Richards going, dude,
You might want to.
You're fucked, man.
Yeah, you might want to back up a little bit.
This is, you know what? You are cheating on me, Sir Lawrence, with other podcasts. America 2.0.
Yes.
Fantastic. Listen to it today.
Was that cool?
It's like a West Wing. It's a scripted podcast. Yeah. I don't feel like there's enough of those. Like, that's fantastic.
No, that's the second one I've done. It's me, Kate Walsh, Patrick Adams.
Several people mistook me for Kate Walsh at Martin's party. I was like, yes, I am Kate Walsh. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. And hey, go say hi to Samuel Jackson over there.
You just throw people under the bus, don't you?
He and Ving Rhames are standing right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, America 2.0 is really cool. Really cool podcast.
Well, I mean, because I feel like we all were inspired by Martin and West Wing, and particularly now that it's on Netflix, you're just...
Yeah. There's a whole new generation discovering that
show. Just finding it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was powerful.
Well, part of this podcast, it's aspirational, too, about politics.
Exactly. Which is what we're seeing in the people that are running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, all these young people who are, like, running for office... that's all gonna really, you know, that's
really,
that's Sorry. Where it's, that's where the change is gonna come from.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think? I went and marched with the Parkland kids. Yeah. I mean, and I feel like this blue wave is gonna be female. It's gonna be people of color. It's gonna be young people.
It's gonna be young people.
Yeah.
It's the same people that put Obama in office.
Yeah. Although my millennial friend Sean and I are trying to work on various issues that pop up.
Yeah.
One was that today was that college kids don't know where to get stamps. So they're not mailing in their absentee ballots.
Okay.
Well, Sean, I haven't been in college in 12 years.
I know. I understand.
But no, that's not a hard thing. I
mean, but just Amazon. Just
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon.
All right. Yeah. And then all their, you know, they're afraid they're going to get jury duty. It's like, you're an actor.
Yeah.
Just demonstrate how to get out of jury duty.
I used to go and just tell them, like, I'm an actor and
to say,
I'm out of work.
I know when the motherfucker looks guilty. I just never, just by looking at him. Can I go?
I used to get out all the time on just, I'm an actor and I don't have a job. And I need to be available to go to work.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Business at home.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So let's talk about the Supreme Court thing for a minute because.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Okay. Did you know I played Thurgood Marshall? I did this one-man
God
show.
God damn you for getting ahead of me in my own interview. Yes, you played Thurgood Marshall. Yeah, fuck, I mean, a giant.
Yeah, it was
and
powerful, man.
Now look where we are.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, he should have been disqualified even before this. And this is just insane, isn't it? That they're and they learned nothing. I got to meet Dr. Hill not too long ago, Anita Hill. And you're like, she is just the way she appeared then.
Right.
A serious, intelligent person that really was mistreated. And they won't even get this woman what they gave her. An FBI investigation, at least. And other witnesses, even though they were shitty to her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and Clarence Thomas is the one that had the nerve to say this was a high-tech lynching. Oh, I mean, I just... Oh, that whole thing. It's like, now we have to see all the clips again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, I don't even know what to say. The fact that they're going, we got to do this now. They kept
They're rolling the clock back. It's trying to roll the clock.
But it's starting to leak out now. I don't know if you saw the Prep for Tomorrow show.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to, Kavanaugh was frat boy douchebag.
Yep.
And it's all coming out. He was involved in, did you hear about the fraternity they was
in? Oh, yeah. The Clinton Tit Club?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Literally, it was like the, there was an official name for it. It was a secret society at Yale.
Okay.
But the nickname around campus was the Tit and Clit Club. And I'm glad we can say that on the podcast because we won't be able to say that on the radio
show.
Oh,
no. And it's, they
Seriously?
Said, you yeah. know, they said no means yes.
Yes
and
means
yes
anal.
Means anal.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was his fraternity. They would go chant in front of the Women's Center on campus.
At Yale?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I hope that all of those fathers... This is okay. Picture Morpheus showing up at their front door when this has happened to their daughter.
You want to see bullet time.
Right?
Wow.
Don't they just write? They just picture. Yes. Sir Lawrence Fishburne. I mean, yeah. Seriously, do these people have daughters and wives and girlfriends and women they care about in their lives? I mean,
really not. I mean, shit. That's.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's just, this is astounding. And you see all the same fucking clips of these same guys, Orrin Hatch and Chuck Grassley. Now they're fucking 85.
27 years ago.
And they're
doing this to Anita Hill.
They're
right.
Want to do the same thing. They're demanding she show up when they say. I mean, what does it tell you, Lawrence? Like, she's the one asking for an FBI. What person that's lodging a false accusation asked for an FBI investigation? And what does it say to you that Brett Kavanaugh is not saying, yes, please, absolutely? Yeah, I mean, it's like playing Thurgood Marshall. take where's my nostalgia music? Uncle Lawrence, take us back to a better time. Remember when Thurgood Marshall was a giant of the Supreme Court? What was that like?
Arguably one of the greatest legal minds of the 20th century.
I know, right? Yeah. But I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? We've gotten so partisan that let's take it out of the partisan, the racial area, all that stuff. Like, what happened to us bipartisan wanting putting great minds on the Supreme Court? Like, great minds like Thurgood Marshall. Like, you just go like, wow. I mean, Gorsuch is another right-wing hack that's in Merrick Garland's stolen seat. Like, they're going to shove Kavanaugh through, maybe.
They're going to shove him through. They are going to shove him through. I hope that the doctor speaks before they do that. I hope that she has, you know, her moment.
Yeah.
Where she actually gets to say what she needs to say.
I will listen to the lady. Like, doctor. Call her by the title she's earned.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a doctor.
Yeah. Trump won't even say her name.
No.
Of course not. I mean, but you know what it's like when he goes, oh, I want to see what she has to say? Because that he's like such a fucking pig. Like, he always. Remember,
he feels
like
bad for the
all
guy.
The women that accused him? She's like, oh, look at her. I don't think so. Like, really? Because women don't age in 35 or 40 years. And so, oh, they're not hot enough. Mm. Like, it's about. Like, sexual assault is about hotness.
About
right?
It's about power.
It's about
power. That's what they're going to say. Like, you know what I love? Here's what I love about Kathleen Turner. I don't know what she tweeted or said. She said, I don't look like I looked when I was 25. Get the fuck over it.
Thank you. Exactly.
I don't look like I didn't body hate. I'm a woman that's 60 whatever now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the things I'm grateful for that I had in my life, that I still have in my life, I don't think any of these guys had, but they sure could have used it.
Yeah.
You know, I was raised by my mother.
Yeah.
So my first authority figure was a woman.
Right.
So I don't have an issue with following a woman's lead or taking orders from a woman or being told what to do.
That's hot.
Because my mother was my first authority figure.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a partner who's my manager, who's a woman.
Yeah.
A woman's been in my life for 30 years. Named Helen Suglin. She is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I refer to her as the brains of the outfit.
Yeah.
Because she is.
Yeah.
And I ache for these guys that don't have the experience of being able to work with, love, live with, just exist with, you know, the idea, the reality that, you know, men and women are different, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, there's so much you miss out on when you don't acknowledge what anybody has to offer, whatever their gifts are.
You know. Yeah. I mean, you're right. At the end of the day, Lawrence, like, Donald Trump's such a pathetic little man. Like, he doesn't know what it would be like to have an intellectual, you know, strong, equal woman that he could respect. Like, he is so far from that. Like, women are obviously just objects to be derided, and it's only about their looks. And
Right.
I mean, that is a strong man, ladies and gentlemen. Lawrence Fishburne. Kamala Harris, how fucking awesome is she? Like, somebody said, I would hate to be a teenager in Kamala Harris's house coming in. 1 a.m., click, light goes on. Where have you been? Mm-hmm.
Or have you lost your...
And are you saying that you were not with anybody from Kasowitz Benson? But, you know, like, that's what, you know, we're starting to see in this female wave is just these fierce female candidates that are running in every, you know, and men like you that are able to support women like that because you're real men.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I love that he's eating my guacamole. God damn it, he's hot.
But you're not using half your squad. You can't not use half your squad and expect to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, did you see Maisie Hirano today?
Oh my God, Maisie Morano's my new spirit senator.
That's, that is complete bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I'm going to call some bullshit on your fuckery. She's like, oh, because they said, oh, we've been trying to reach Dr. Ford.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, and then she said, I'm calling on men to shut up and put up for once and do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Can I run this through the board? Oh. I can play it for you right now.
Can you? Really? Wow. Go look at you, nerd.
Look at me. No, I was cutting it for tomorrow.
My God.
This is a little preview of tomorrow's show. Hang on a second. Let me plug in here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready?
Hold, please, everybody. Hold, Sir Lawrence.
Holding.
Amazing. That is such bull. I can hardly stand it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the senator from Hawaii.
Has had enough of your fuckery, gentlemen.
Here
we go. That's the thing,
that
Lawrence.
That is such bull. I can hardly stand it.
I can't hardly stand it.
I mean, Lawrence, this is 2018. Mm-hmm. This is post Me Too. This is post Harvey Weinstein, mm-hmm. post Bill Cosby, post everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you just can't. I mean, really? You had Roy Moore coming out and vouching. I'm like, oh, so the child molester and prison pussy grabber. Okay, great. I mean, I just think, I don't know. I mean, you've probably heard this before. I have to say, we all have. Racism's done. We elected Obama. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
No.
And women were like, you're the woman after Anita Hill. And blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh, fuck, no. Okay. No. Right? So we've all had this as any kind of, you know, whether you call it a minority or whatever, where we go, oh, no, we've. But then there's a backlash. And then we got to break through that, too.
We solved it. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't. We got to work on it.
Yeah.
We got to keep at it.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lawrence, I just wanna stay here with you all night.
Okay. Hang out.
Come on, is he like the coolest like mega movie star we've ever had here? I mean, we've had a lot of. I mean, we had Carol Burnett here a couple weeks. I'm just saying.
Did you have Carol?
There's something. Yes. You just have
Love
a.
Love Carol Burnett.
Who doesn't? But you just have a gravitas and a, like, you would think, oh, God, I'm going to shit myself. Here. And then you're just so cool and down to earth.
Thank
and you're
you.
Like, well, come on, great, let's have some. Sure, wine, why not? Let's go.
I threw down nerdy superhero stuff
let's
and
do
he,
it.
Like, picked it right up.
I'm so into it.
Like Superman shirt, great.
You know what I'm doing.
What kind of nerd wears a Superman shirt?
Whoa, what are you doing?
You know Moon Girl?
Yeah.
And Devil Dinosaur?
Yes.
My company is producing Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur as an animated cartoon series next year.
Nice! Seriously, who's it for?
For, Marvel. I went to Marvel
right.
and said, hey, can I? And they said, yeah, take this. Go run with it.
That's
so
a deep cut.
We haven't sold it to somebody yet, but we're making it.
Right.
And it'll probably be on the air in 2019.
That is a deep cut series,
it
too.
Is.
That's not like, that's...
No. Gonna change the world.
Wow, nerds!
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Sorry,
Moon Girl,
I just
Devil Dinosaur.
This is all. You can leave now. We're gonna have nerd talk over
well,
here.
Well, I'll make you guys chicken fajitas if you want. Sun baskets here.
Your guacamole is killing.
It is.
I know it's weird. I don't know what I'm doing. I just did my friend's recipe, but it's like an avocado salad. It's like chunky. I don't like the guacamole like mush that you get at the store. This is like avocado salad with big chunks of tomato and. Onion, right?
And the avocados are from your yard.
Yeah, I mean, either they're going to kill me, I'm going to wear a helmet, or I'm going to make fucking guacamole. That's what's going to happen.
If that crazy guy doesn't keep stealing them.
That should be our thing to get through life, America. Either your guacamoles are going to fucking hit you in the head and you're going to bleed out. Are you going to fucking make guacamole for Sir Lawrence Fishburne and you're going to take back America in the goddamn blue wave with Superman's friend?
When life gives you head trauma, make guacamole.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. What?
Exactly.
I've had head trauma. I don't know what you're saying. I love you, Lawrence Fishburne.
Love you back.
Follow him. Go see everything he does.
Can't follow me because I don't have any of that stuff.
No.
All right. Well, whatever. But just go. Whatever.
Go see his movies.
Like,
watch Black-ish.
Check out Black-ish season 5.
America 2.0.
America 2.0.
Devil Girl and Dinosaur?
Devil Girl.
Moon Girl. Wait.
Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur 2019. John Wick 3 next year.
What?
And something called The Mule, which is Clint Eastwood's next picture.
Yeah. All right. If you don't know how to find fucking Lawrence Fishburne, then, you know.
I'll be around.
Whatever. Go fuck yourself, because...
We love you, Lawrence Fishburne.
I'll be back.
Happy hour.
Thank you.